welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 117. I am your host, Sid Souter. Started things off this week with a track from Chicago's Scotland Yard Gospel Choir. That song is called Something's Happening and is on the band's new album, And the Horse You Rode In On, that came out September 22nd on Bloodshot Records. If you haven't heard, the band was in a horrible crash in Indiana. Their van flipped several times and everyone ended up in the hospital. I believe there's still one or two members in the hospital. This is serious stuff. You can visit the Bloodshot Records website for more information, see how you can donate and help out the band until there's single-payer health care. I guess we all get to chip in a little bit. I know we should all do our part to help. This week, I've got a very long podcast, so there shouldn't be much chit-chat. Let's go straight in here with Yola Tango.
Say,
I read your mind and I understand.
Baby, the plans we made somehow got off the track.
Maybe so, or we just forgot to plan.
If it's true, I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out.
Never clear.
Answers always beyond our reach.
And though it's not my way, won't you help me try?
Let's make jam and life gives us a peach.
If it's true,
I don't mind. There's a million other things that keep me up at night. Maybe it's not quite right, but we'll find out. Playing games with the faces.
She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera.
The Western world. I can feel the fear in the Western world.
that was an odd little set, wasn't it? Started things off with Yola Tango with the song If It's True, and it's the most twee little pop song on the album. The album's called Popular Songs. It came out September 8th on Matador Records. In the middle there was Yes with America, the Simon and Garfunkel song. That is on the band's album Close to the Edge, the 2003 reissue. It includes some tracks there, and evidently that America song was a staple of their live set for a long time. I had no idea until I picked up that reissue, and I'm happy I did. And then from bloated progressive rock to tight post-punk, we had Ultravox with the song Fear in the Western World. That's off the band's album Ha Ha Ha, released in 1977, though I've got a 2006 reissue myself on Island Records. Boy, that was an odd one. Let's keep it just as bizarre, though. Here is the Mountain Goats.
That I can maintain some beginner's luck. I had shoes to fill, walking barefoot now. Can't tell north from south, but no split hairs gonna get me down. I'm staying above the flat line, I'm ahead of the curve. Take a piece of the sunshine with me on a red eye flight to another world. Isn't any trouble if you wanna come with me. I know it's out of the question, honey, but I sure could use the company. sky's pink, rooftop swimming pool. I'm not carefree, no, I'm free to care, I just never do. All the bags are checked, and the reasons why. Yesterday lingers on, that's the peace you keep when you say goodbye. You can get what you want now, knock it out of the park. Bury it by the river, easy, there's a search party, but it's getting dark. I won't hold you to nothing, I wanna make that plain. Probably end up a stranger and crazy, but I'm still hoping there's another way and a place to stay. What a scene, it's got to send the men. When the night comes, when the night comes loose, all the things you put up on the man. What a shame, what a shame, it's old news. I'm staying by the flat line, I'm ahead of the curve. Take a piece of the sunshine with me on an all-night drive to another world. You can get what you want now, knock it out of the park. Probably end up a drifter and lonely, but I'm still hoping for a change of heart and a place, a place, a place to start.
This fear, this fright,
Want to put you in the Halloween mood. That is the Black Heart Procession with the song Eerie Sulu. That's off the band's new album, Six, that came out October 6th of this year on Temporary Residence Records. The album is pretty varied compared to some of the older stuff, but that song there is definitely harking back to the original sound. Even got the singing saw in there, so that makes me happy. Before that, we heard Monsters of Folk with the song Ahead of the Curve. That's on the band's self-titled album that came out September 22nd on Shangri-La. And of course, that band is M. Ward and Jim James from My Morning Jacket and Connor Oberst and Mike Mogus from Bright Eyes. And the album, it has its moments, and that track is one of the ones that feels a little bit like a collaboration, but a lot of the album just seems like solo songs from each of the individual people, so not something I'm very excited by. And we started things off with the Mountain Goats with the track Genesis 323. That's off the band's album The Life of the World to Come, that came out October 6th as well on 4AD Records, and is a very solid album through and through and through. I am already running late on time, so let's get the business out of the way very quickly. I want to remind you that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast, number 117. I'm your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And I want to let you know about the concert calendar this week. The 24th, I will be at the Moonspell concert at the Riot Room. That was moved from the Beaumont when Sam Ale dropped off the bill. That same night, you can be seeing Gogo Bordella at Liberty Hall, which should be a fun one. The 25th is the Pogues at the Midland, which I will not be at unless somebody gives me a ticket. They were like $60 or something, and I'm cheap. And let's see, maybe that same date, somewhere around there, is Lou Barlow and Dinosaur Jr. at the Riot Room, so you probably want to find out about that one. And looking out to the 26th, Ben Folds at Liberty Hall, and I might actually be at that one, so who knows. If you see me at any of the shows, say hi. But we're going to end things off this week, not with a Long Hunting or a weird number, but maybe weird for, you know, Too Much Rock, because it's as normal is. This is a track by Harmar Superstar, that's Sean Tillman. The song's called Dope Man. It's on his new album, Dark Touches. Came out October 12th on Dilettante Records. This is a album of, I don't know, you know, straight up dance music and maybe a little bit on the freaky side, because that's Sean Tillman. Maybe you saw him in the roller derby movie Whippet that came out as, I think he was a coach on the other team. Scary little man, and I do love him so. So let's end with that. This is Dope Man from Harmar Superstar. Thanks for listening.
When the lights go down, don't kill the vibe for everybody. I won't tell who been nice and who been naughty. Let it fly, your freak flag flowing at the party. No, we ain't gonna quit until we make our vision spotty. Baby girl, let my sticker on the trapper keeper. Just a few years later, blowing up a beeper. Cause she heard I had the creeper that infected brain. She wants
chance to dig it deeper, but I just can't play. Cause we smoked a sesh, my business, her pleasure. Cause if we mix it up, it just wouldn't mesh. Wouldn't mesh now. Oh, baby. Dope man, dope man, plain to see. Everybody wanna do business with me. Smokers, smokers, we're shot free. Come back round, gonna pay the fee. Dope man, dope man, plain to see. Everybody wanna do business with me. Smokers, smokers.
Smoking last week.